It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi again. Here we go. It's Border Crossings on the air from Studio 4 in downtown Washington, D.C. on a cloudy and ominous kind of day. Looks outside like we're going to get some snow, and that's what the forecast calls for. This would be our first snowfall of the holiday season. And our first snowfall of 2016. Welcome to Border Crossings. If you'd like to join us, the lines are open. 202-619-2077. Again, our phone number, 202-619-2077. We would love to hear from you, especially if you're a brand new listener to the program. Give us a call. Make a request. Here's one for Allison. She's in Kuwait. It's Beyonce and Shakira. And this is Beautiful Liar. Crossings. I'm Larry London. It's our music get-together for an hour. Here we are on a Tuesday into another week. Allison, thank you for that request. Beyonce will be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show. Coldplay are the stars, the main attraction, but Beyonce will make a guest appearance. And I'm looking forward to seeing her do that. I know she was on the Super Bowl not too long ago and reunited with Destiny's Child, and now she's returning to the big stage during the biggest sporting event in America. Beyonce also has a brand new song out. She just put it out. It's called Runnin', and it features Naughty Boy. Now, Shakira has some news of her own. First of all, she has just recorded the theme song to a new Disney film, which is called Zootopia. So that's coming out soon. You can expect to hear that. It's a new Disney animated movie, Zootopia. Shakira does the theme. Shakira is from Colombia, and you may have recalled a couple of weeks ago they had the Miss Universe contest on television. And last year's winner was Miss Colombia, and this year it almost became Miss Colombia again. The guy who was hosting the show, a well-known radio, TV personality, movie actor, Steve Harvey, accidentally read the wrong name. Can you imagine that on live TV? Millions are watching. The stadium is full of people. Countries are all represented, hoping that their contestant will be named Miss Universe. And then comes the moment of truth, and he reads the name. And ladies and gentlemen, Miss Universe, Miss Colombia. Wah! 2 years in a row. Wah! And then all of a sudden, a minute goes by, and she's got the crown, and she's got the roses, and she's all ready. And then Steve Harvey steps in and says, oh, I made a mistake. It's on me. Hold on a second, folks. It's Miss Philippines. So, oops. That was kind of an interesting moment. But Shakira has come out and publicly said that she's still proud of Miss Colombia and all the women who entered the contest as well. All right. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. If you would like to email us, it's bordercrossings@voa.gov. And you can also go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA. You can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and join our program on Facebook. Liban Mohammed Ogle has joined the program. Liena Tay, Julian Asmoa. We heard from Jonas Minasi, Kojo Enoch, Tania Maria. I like that. That's a great singer name. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Tania Maria. Also, Daryl Paul, Gedemese Ainalem. So hello to all of those folks who've checked in on facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I would love to hear from you if you haven't gone to our Facebook page. Adriana wants this next song from Michael Bublé, and this one's called Everything on Border Crossings.
You're a fallen star, you're the getaway car, you're the line in the sand when I go too far. You're the swimming pool on an August day, and you're the perfect thing to say. And you play it coy, but it's kinda cute. Oh, when you're smiling at me, you know exactly what you do. Baby, don't pretend that you don't know it's true, 'cause you can see it when I look at you. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. You're a carousel, you're a wishing well, and you light me up when you ring my bell. You're a mystery, you're from outer space, you're every minute of my everyday. And I can't believe that I'm your man, and I get to kiss your baby just because I can. Whatever comes our way, I will see it through, and you know that's what all love can do. And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you, you make me sing your every line, your every word, your everything. Everything. your every song, and I sing along, 'cause you're my everything.
Hi, I'm Adele, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you, talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you will. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So
I'm not afraid to die.
Border Crossings. And we know her by one name only. And that's all you need when you're as powerful and talented as Adele. And that is a song called Hello, a request from Alexo Getahundemissi for a friend, Mesfin Kate, as well as Alexo's daughter, Riote, or Riote Alemu. And for me, too. Well, thank you. Hello to you, Alexo. And thank you for that request here on Border Crossings. The New York Times, today's issue. On the entertainment page, right at the headlines, Adele may still be ruling album sales, but this week, she's no longer number one on the singles chart. She has handed that position over to Justin Bieber. Sorry is the new number one song, which came out the same day as Hello. And Hello has spent 8 weeks on the charts at number, well, 10 weeks at number one. Justin Bieber's been number two for 8 weeks. And so Justin Bieber has 20 million streams in the United States last week. And meanwhile, Adele's album 25, still number one for 7 weeks now in the United States. And it goes on to say that no female artist has had such a streak since Whitney Houston's 1987 second album was number one for 11 weeks. This is Border Crossings, and you've got requests and dedications. It's Tuesday, and when it comes to chart stuff, Ray's got all that, and he'll give it to you today. He'll be here in about 20 more minutes with our chart chat, and he'll tell you the biggest songs of the week on the chart, and he will probably tell you what I just told you, but we'll keep it a secret between you and I that I told you ahead of time. All right? Shh, just between you and I. All right, this is Border Crossings, and coming up next, we have a request for a Bob Marley song. I was just reading an article in Billboard magazine where they rated the top 15 reggae albums of all time. And number one on the list, Bob Marley's Easy Shankin' in Boston, 1978. That was the number one album they rated among their 15 collection. Ogwo in Nigeria wants us to stir it up with Bob Marley right here on Border Crossings.
Yeah. tasty.
London on VOA 1's Border Crossings.
Yeah, man.
So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up, you're suddenly... No control of my body. Ain't I seen you before? I think I remember those eyes, 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 eyes. Cause baby, tonight.
drops, I wanna see your hands up. Cause baby, tonight the DJ got us falling in love again. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, baby, tonight,
yeah,
DJ got us falling in love.
Let go,
falling in love. Oh,
so dance, dance like it's the last night of your life. Get you right.
Border Crossings. Yeah.
Thank you, DJ.
You're welcome. That is Usher, a request from Germania Lenciano, and DJ got us falling in love again. And Usher's real name is Usher Raymond. He's got a son named Usher Raymond who has diabetes. Usher's been talking out about children's diabetes a lot lately, and his son has advanced diabetes, and it's quite serious. So that is something that Usher talks openly about quite frequently to educate people about the effects of diabetes on kids. And so his son is taking insulin twice a day and undergoing continued therapy. So we wish him well. We wish him nothing but the best, Usher and his family. Usher got married last year. It was kind of a surprise wedding. Then it was off to Cuba for his honeymoon. So, Germania, there's your Usher request, and I thank you for listening to Border Crossings. And Germania is with us on our Facebook page, so hello. Annie Ofay checked in on Facebook. Sammy Couture, there's a listener who's been around with us for a long time. Heard from a listener named Kofi in Ghana, so hello, Kofi. George Wambayi made a request. Burhanu Agaboro is tuned in and said hi and requested a Tupac song. Hillary Edward Styles, who do you think that she likes? Of course, Harry Styles from One Direction. Hillary asked me for contact for Harry Styles. I don't have contact information for all these artists in my, you know, on my phone. I wish I could just call them up and say, hey, you know, Hillary wants to talk to you. But it doesn't work that way. So thank you anyway for asking, Hillary. Caleb Ashanafi is with us as well and said hi and requested a Justin Bieber song. We have a Justin Bieber song coming up. It's not the one that you requested, Caleb, but it is a good Justin Bieber song. I happen to like it. It's the first track that he put out off of his latest album, Purpose. Justin's going out on tour next, well, I guess it is a couple months from now. He's going to start his Purpose tour. And he's excited about it. It's a world tour, so there's a good chance he may be coming to visit you around the world, wherever it is that you're living. Sarah in Ethiopia is also a Justin Bieber fan. And this is the song that Sarah requested. This is called What Do You Mean? You've got Border Crossings. Keep in mind, if you make a request, it takes about 3 to 5 days for us to be able to get it on the program. So stay tuned to Border Crossings for the believers in the world.
What do you mean? Yes, but you wanna say no. What do you mean? Hey, yeah. When you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go. What do you mean? Oh, what do you mean? Since you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? You're so indecisive, what I'm saying, trying to catch the beat, make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win, where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? What do you mean? Said you're running out of time. What do you mean? Oh.
make up your mind. What do you mean? You're overprotective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, baby. Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. and still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. Instead of war on poverty, they got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and pimp smack you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool. My mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I got a stage strap. And I never get to lay back. Cause I always got to worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back. Coming back after all these years. Right, tat, 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 tat.
That's the way it is.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
You're my brother, you're my sister.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Never change.
Border Crossings, Max Ahmed Moussi requested that song on Facebook, Tupac and Changes. And the irony, if you listen to the song, which goes back a number of years, considerable amount of time, 15, 20 years ago, he says there will never be a black president.
Hmm.
Isn't it interesting? And we do have an African-American president.
Absolutely.
And Tupac never lived to see the day.
Yeah, unfortunately.
He never got to see it. And tonight is the big State of the Union address, which is in American political terms, is the state of our country. They call it State of the Union, but it is where America sits right now. President Obama will speak tonight about
it. And it's happening right across the street from VOA.
That's right. 9 p.m. You got a front row seat, don't you?
Going to be there.
All right.
in front of my TV, anyway.
That's right. We got a front row seat on the sofa with our bowl of chips. I want to say hello to Benjamino and Antoinette, John, Mary, Sifu. They checked in on Facebook, got a bunch of messages, and I want to say hello to our Facebook crew before I hand it over to Ray. John Samson Amawas is listening and said, we are in Nigeria, and we've been listening for a while. So thank you. Mary Buckman checking in at 98.1 FM in Accra. Leah Lee says, I listen on Shegger FM, which is 102.1 in Ethiopia. She said, your show makes me happy. And she made a request. So, Leah, thank you for your request. Chali or Callie Mamo is tuned in to Border Crossings, made a request for Coldplay. We'll get it on for you 3 to 5 days. That's what the wait time is. Ali Ahmed Munkaila is tuned into the show and said, I love your program. I've listened for 10 years.
Fantastic. I love the longtime listeners.
Makias Lismak is tuned in and says, your show makes me happy. Thank you, Makias, for that nice compliment. Elise Manira Kiza is tuned into the show and made a request as well for the Youngblood Hawks. Ever heard of them? Youngblood Hawks? I've never heard of that band, so I'm looking forward to hearing that. Mogiri Machuki, Kisi Kenya, tuned in for a long time. Augustino's listening, and Rhea Lorvin. And with that, we turn to Chart Chat. Ray McDonald's is in.
Okay, well, my thunder has been stolen because everybody knows at this point that Justin Bieber knocks Adele out of the number one slot on the Hot 100 next week with Sorry. But that's still gives Adele a space in the history books, because this week, for the week ending the, January 19th? What's Saturday? What's the date on Saturday?
It's the day after Friday. I don't know.
Dates all mixed up. Anyway, for this week that we're in right now, Hello is number one for a 10th week, and that makes it the 31st single in the 58-year history of the Hot 100 to go to double digits.
All right, I'm going to get you a VOA calendar so you'll know what date it is on
that. You know, I really do need it.
All right.
Anyway, I'm hopeless. Anyway, as far as the songs we're going to play today, we're going to be starting off with the only all-new single in this week's Top 20, and that is White Iverson by Post Malone. He's from Dallas, Texas, and you're going to get to meet Post after White Iverson.
Sussing on you. I'm swaggin', oh. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spendin', all my pay.
me some braids and I got me some. Started rocking the sleeve, I can't buy with no jaws. You know how I do it, can cause on my toes. Ooh. I ain't rich yet, but you know I ain't broke. So if I see it, I like it about that from the start. I'm with some white girls and they love to know. Like they OT, double OT, like I'm KD, smoking OG. And you know me, and my two threes, and my gold teeth. Smiling, you see me from the nosebleed. I'm the new three, and I change out to my new D. White Ivor song, when I started balling, I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. I won. Saucing, saucing, I'm saucing on you. I'm swagging, I'm swagging, I'm swagging on you. I'm balling, I'm balling, I've a song on you. Watch out, oh, watch out, oh, watch out, oh, yeah. I smash out, I smash out, I smash out, oh, yeah. I'm spending, I'm spending. Commas in my head, man. Slumped over like a dead man. Red and black by my bread, man. I'm the answer, never question. Lay up, learn a lesson. I'm saucing, I do the softing. Don't do no talking. My options right when I walk in. Jump on them Jordans, I'm ballin'. Money jumping like I'm Davis from New Orleans. A bitch, I'm hardin', I don't miss nothing. Practice, it just happens. No, y'all can't stand it. I have it, I never pass it. I wear my magic, high average. But on these things, it makes me happy. It's tragic, I make it happen. And all y'all shacking. White Ivor song. When I started ballin', I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. I won. I'm saucing on you. I'm swagging, I'm swagging on you. I'm balling, I've a song on you. Watch out, oh, watch out, oh, watch out, oh, yeah. I smash out, I smash out, I smash out, oh, yeah. I'm spending on my.
Post Malone, White Iverson, jumps from 24 to 15 on the latest Billboard Hot 100 chart. His real name is Austin Post. He's from Dallas, Texas. He taught himself to play saxophone when he was a kid, and he later took up guitar. He says playing the Guitar Hero video game got him interested in playing guitar, probably the same as with a lot of kids, mm-hmm. I would think. He did his first mixtape at 16. After he went to college, he moved to Los Angeles. And he wrote the song White Iverson after getting braids in his hair. The NBA player Allen Iverson used to be famous for his braided hair. So that's where the title came from. He recorded it immediately after writing it. He put it on his SoundCloud account in February of 2015. The video came out in July, and I just checked YouTube this morning. The clip has 80 million views. And 1 month after the video hit YouTube, Post Malone signed a major label record deal with Republic. So that's how you do it these days.
Mm. And he loves basketball. I mean, you mentioned Allen Iverson. There's also Moses Malone, which is how he got his last name. Post Malone. He took it from the basketball player.
I've heard that story. I've also heard him say that he just made the Malone thing up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's into basketball, for sure. And on February 5th, he's going to start touring the U.S. with Fetty Wap through March 25th.
Wow.
So that's going to give him some visibility.
That sounds like a nice bill.
Yeah.
Fetty Wap and Post Malone.
Post Malone, 20 years old.
Hmm.
Rising star. And our next artist is even younger. He's only 17. I'm talking about Shawn Mendes. He and Camila Cabello from Fifth Harmony got together to do a song called I Know What You Did Last Summer. and it is jumping up the charts. And we're going to take a look at both Sean and Camilo after the song.
Dirty secrets that I keep. Does he know it's killing me? He knows, does he know? Now his hands have touched my skin. I won't tell him where I've been. He knows, he knows, he knows.
Tearing me apart, she's slipping away. Am I just hanging on to all the words she used to say? The picture's on her phone, she's not coming home.
Coming home, coming home.
I know what you did last summer. Just lie to me, there's no other. When she looks me in the eyes, they don't seem as bright. No more, no more, I know. But she loved me every time. What I promised her that night, cross my heart and hope to die. Stabbing me apart, she's slipping away. Am I just hanging on to all the words she used to say? The picture's on her phone, she's not coming home. Oh, na na na, yeah. I know what you did last summer. Just lie to me, there's no other. I know what you did last summer. Tell me where you've been. I know what you did last summer. Look me in the eyes, my lover. I know what you did last summer. Tell me where you've been.
No, 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 no,
no, no.
Can't seem to let you go. Seem to keep it close.
Only close.
Can't seem to keep it close. Can't seem to let you go.
I don't wanna let you go.
Tell me you didn't mean it though.
No, no, no.
Tell me you didn't mean it though.
Can't seem to let you go.
I know you didn't mean it though. I wanna know you mean it though. I know you didn't mean it though. I know you didn't mean it though.
I can't seem to let you go. Can't seem to hold you close.
I know what you did last summer. Just lie to me, there's no other.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello from Fifth Harmony. I know what you did last summer. That moves from 33rd to 28th place on the latest Billboard Hot 100. Now, you know Shawn Mendes better than I do. You've interviewed him a couple times. But do you know that he made Forbes magazine's 30 Under 30 list in the musical category for 2016? And this is a list of fast-rising young people in various fields who combine specific talents and entrepreneurial skills. And the editors at Forbes say their futures are extra promising.
Wow.
And, I mean, Sean is only 17 years old. You know, he came to prominence through his six-second videos on Vine. And here he is. He's a singing star. You just told me he signed a modeling contract recently. And he's sharing space on the 30 Under 30 list with people like The Weeknd, Grimes, DJ Snake, Jason Derulo, Selena Gomez, Halsey, Nick Jonas, Demi Lovato. It's the VOA1 playlist, basically. So to be 17 years old and to be in that kind of company, that's pretty cool.
Hmm. I made the 30 million under 30 million list.
Hey, I think I'm too old for that. So. I don't know what list I'm on. Sean is he's going to be playing Radio City Music Hall in Manhattan on March 5th. Which, to me, is another great milestone because that's such a legendary venue. On February 12th, Fifth Harmony will be in Dubai playing the Red Fest. And they are also working on their second album. And you ask them, are you guys going to break up? And what do they say?
They said, someday, yes. They said, it's coming, it's inevitable, which is interesting for, you know, a group to be as honest.
That's a very down-to-earth answer.
It is, and I know that Latina magazines asked the same question, a number of others since, and, get you know, they're revealing a little more as they go. They say they're working on a second album, so the second album's coming out this year soon, and that's going to happen. But as far as the breakup, we don't know when, but inevitable, they say.
Most every pop group has a shelf life, but yes. Do the girls seem to get along pretty well?
You know, they seem to get along, but they're young and you never really know, and they were forced together on the X Factor show.
Right.
It wasn't a planned out relationship. They became a group on stage in front of millions of people watching. So, interesting. So, there you go.
Well, let's wish them a good ride while it lasts.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray. I appreciate you coming in and joining us.
That's what I got for you this week, my man.
All right. Well, I'll see you again next Tuesday, then, with more Chart Chat.
Excellent.
And we'll go down the list of the biggest hits. Now, since I have another minute to fill, I wanted to ask you, David Bowie's passing. I know that a lot of people here have been asking you for your thoughts. What are your thoughts? What are your comments? Were you a fan?
Yeah, I was. David Bowie was, he was just wonderful. I became aware of him in the early 70s at the height of the glitter rock phenomenon. And yesterday I went back and I watched the performance that really made him a star. It was on Top of the Pops in July 1972. This is over in England. And he sang Starman. And he was in his Ziggy Stardust outfit. And he had Mick Ronson and the Spiders from Mars, you know, playing along with him. And he just exuded star quality. And you could tell that this guy was really going somewhere. Mm. And a decade before Madonna, he had mastered the art of creating an image and then moving on before it had the chance to get old. I mean, he was always one step ahead of the public, and I think his fans loved him for that.
Iconic figure. I mean, we've all
totally
heard his
iconic
music, you know, whether it be the Christmas song, you know, the Little Drummer Boy with Bing Crosby, or whatever it is. I mean, over the years, he's done it all. And the the interesting thing is he just celebrated his birthday Friday, and he passed away a day later?
2 days later.
2 days later?
His producer, Tony Visconti, knew that this was going to be their last project together. Mm-hmm. David had been fighting cancer for 18 months.
25th album?
This is his 25th album.
Wow.
And he said this was his parting gift to his fans. And I'm so gratified that he actually got to see it get released.
All right. Well, thank you, Ray. We'll catch you again next Tuesday. That's it. We're out of time for today. This is Border Crossings, and I thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back at 1500 Universal tomorrow and to bring you another hour of requests and dedications. Thanks to Ray again for Chart Chat. Thanks to, and by the way, Ray, you're on the weekly Billboard Countdown on the VOA 1, aren't you? All right. Well, you can tune in on Thursdays to hear Ray and the weekly Top 20 Countdown, which is brought to you by Ray McDonald. Thanks to Rob, who is our engineer, and to Vince, our producer-director. I'm Larry London. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.